The fourth annual Irish Language Festival, Éagsá Tomás Í Héide, will be held by Óireacht Don Clár in Milltown Malbay this coming weekend. There are plenty of events planned for the festival, which is held in memory of Tomás Ó Héide, a major literary and cultural figure at the time of the Gaelic Renaissance and a native of Milltown. And joining us to chat about this are Seamus MacMahona and Dr. Padraig O'Carroll, the recently retired Chief Place Names Officer in the Place Names branch of the Department of Tourism, Culture, Arts, Gaeltacht, Sport and Media. And you're both very welcome, gentlemen. Seamus, can you tell us a little bit about the festival? This is the fourth time it has been taking place.
Yes, Alan. I suppose after all our health and economic struggles over the last couple of years, this is an opportunity, without minimising the challenges ahead, but for us to enjoy and celebrate our traditional Gaelic culture. And it's a culture too which offers a great opportunity through events like this to the people of the West Clare community in general and the broader Clare community to delve a little bit deeper into that, to learn a bit about it. Sometimes, I suppose, we tend to bask in the glory of our heritage and we really don't engage personally with it and individually as we ought to. Because heritage like this is something that kind of withers on the vine unless it's continually nurtured. And sometimes people take the easy way out of cherishing grievances in the past and difficult experiences people have had, instead of looking at the positive aspect of it and approaching things, this particular heritage that we have, with an open mind and fresh eyes. So that's what we're trying to do. This is the fourth time we've been doing it, and we're grateful to Fóras na Gaeilge, which is the All Ireland funding body, and the Clare County Council through its community support scheme for allowing us the funding to do that.
Okay, and it's a busy enough schedule or programme of events across the Friday and the Saturday, which I'll go through with you in a moment, but first we might just talk to Padraig. And Padraig, thanks for joining us. You're going to be giving a lecture on the Friday evening on the Flag Road on the place names of Clare.
Yeah, that's right, Alan. I'll be focusing, though, largely on the area that's known as Ebrickin. You know, it's still used in the place name Kilmore, Ebrickin, or Evdacoin in Irish, an old name for the area, as it were, more or less from Milltown Malbay as far south as Dunbeg, we'll say. So, yeah, I'll be just looking in general at the place names. You know, the richness of the place names, I suppose, is what really strikes me in County Clare as I suppose it's something that probably the Clare people take for granted in a way, but certainly look for when you look at it from the outside, it's really striking. So, for instance, you know, O'Curry, who came from Dunaha in Southwest Clare, he was a famous historian and a collector of folklore of a famous historian and an Irish scholar in the early 19th century, but he was employed by the Ordnance Survey to collect the names. And he, like he says himself, even he and his colleague, he was delighted, like he had been working in Leinster before that, and then he came into Clare and he was delighted to be back there. And I think the reason was that he himself, or John O'Donovan, they said the traditions were so strong there. So you get these wonderful names, and even most of the names are in Irish, and not alone that, but they're transparent. You know, maybe in other places they wouldn't be so clear, but because Irish was so strong at the time when O'Donovan and O'Curry were collecting the information, the names, their meaning is clear, you know. So even in small names, like I often think of this lovely name, which was a little fort, which is located to the southeast of Innisdiamon, and it's called Lisfarbeog na Gumán. Now, it's in perfect Irish, and it translates as the ring fort of the little men with hurleys. And there's a lovely story about it in the school's collection, that every night the 20 small men, you know, the fairy folk, that they would play hurling there. And you know, it's just the name of a little fort, but it's really it's just fascinating. It's just so clear and so evocative, as it were, you know. So Yeah.
Okay, that should be very, very interesting. I'm sure there'll be a good attendance at that. Seamus, can you give us a brief sense of what else is going to be happening across the festival?
Yes, indeed. I suppose the whole object of it's a pretty concentrated festival, really, with less than 24 hours. But we've tried to fit in various aspects, including the academic kind of lecture that we have. And on it's the whole purpose of it, I suppose, is to give a Súil Éile, as T.G. Carr say, Súil Éile or an Saol, and to for people to develop their knowledge and so on of that. On Saturday, then, there will be a Cardlan Áiráníochta, a Seannós singing workshop by Dr. Ciarán O'Gellowine, who is a well-known singer and a former member of DANU, lectures in UCC on Béilidis and folklore. And then we will visit the houses associated with Tomás Ó'Hay in Milltown. Tomás Ó'Hay himself was a remarkable figure of at the turn of the 20th century. And he was one who, if you like, contributed enormously to the Gaelic culture at a time when things were much bleaker than they are nowadays. For example, there was no Irish taught in the schools at that stage. Yeah. He was a great novelist, dramatist, very versatile cultural figure, choir master, singer, and he composed, say, the Farewell to Milltown Malbay and Going to the Fair, you know, the My Name is Nora Daly, those beautiful songs that are still sung locally. And he was also a famous cartographer. He produced, along with Páirc Ó'Hathair, from fellow teacher from Dunsala, the first map of Ireland ever in the Irish language. And we have that map, a large map, in Áras, Áras na Cláir in Milltown, donated by Catriona McHale, his grandniece, there a few years ago. And it just ties in nicely with Páirc's talk in terms of place names, because he developed various place names himself too for particular features of the course. And of course he was very kind of biased towards Clare too. There's very little kind of west of Galway shown in the map as distinct from Clare. Then onto the social events in the Freels and from 3 to 5.30, there's a Ceolag is Kainz, and this comprises a pop-up Gaeltacht, again a chance for people in a very informal, relaxed atmosphere to practice whatever Irish they have. Okay. And songs with Ciarán O'Gellowine and Tim Dennehy, who's one of the organising committee and who's been a tremendous help in all of this. And music by Ethnine Gunnele in the harp, on the harp, Geraldine McNamara on the flute, and John Weir on the fiddle. So that's all events are free. And as I say, we'd encourage, it's a very positive event, yeah, kind of in midst of all this gloom. So as I say, we would like people to enjoy it and take the opportunity to refresh whatever Irish they have from the past. And you know, yeah, I feel like open their minds again to the beautiful heritage that has been left to us, and not just to know more about it ourselves, but also to develop it for and pass it on, enhanced to future generations.
Well, it's great to see an event like this happening around our native language, and Milltown Malbay is always a good setting for any festival or event. My thanks to Dr. Padraig O'Carroll and Seamus MacMahon in studio. I hope the weekend goes very well for both of you, and I'm sure many people will attend. It is 0818 400 964 to call us here in Morning Focus, or you can text or WhatsApp us on 086 1800 964.